Welcome to the Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with the Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into the Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
In the quiet suburbs of San Diego, ex-Secret Service agent Frank Donovan thought he'd left the high-stakes world of espionage far behind. Retired life was simple, tending to his garden, soaking up the sun, reflecting on the years protecting dignitaries from unseen threats. But one afternoon, his peaceful existence was shattered by a frantic knock at the door. Two teenagers, Alex and Jamie, stood on his porch, faces pale, eyes wide with fear. "Mr. Donovan, we need your help," Alex gasped, looking over his shoulder like shadows were chasing him. "What's going on?" Frank asked, concern etching lines into his weathered face. They hurried inside and spilled their story. Alex, a prodigious hacker, and Jamie, a social engineering whiz, had stumbled onto something huge. While poking around the dark web, they siphoned $100 million in Bitcoin from El Diablo, a notorious cartel boss. But their victory turned into a nightmare. El Diablo kidnapped their parents in retaliation, demanding the money's return. Frank's instincts kicked in. "We can't confront him head-on, but we can use his tactics against him," he said, a flicker of excitement igniting. Retirement hadn't dulled his edge. Together, they devised a plan. Alex and Jamie would trace the cartel's digital footprints while Frank brought in his expertise in reconnaissance and negotiation. They set up a makeshift command center in Frank's basement, screens displaying code, maps of cartel territory, surveillance feeds. Days melted into sleepless nights. Amid the chaos, Frank bonded with the teams, sharing stories of his missions, the highs and lows. Alex and Jamie were thrilled to work with someone who once protected the nation's elite. They learned to channel their fear into focus. Finally, they had enough intel. El Diablo's lair, a fortified compound near Tijuana. Breaking in required more than hacking. They needed to outsmart the guards and bypass electronic surveillance. On the night of the operation, under the cloak of darkness, Frank took charge. "Alex, you're on security. Jamie, you distract. I'll handle the alarms." Hearts racing, they crept through shadows. Alex disabled cameras and alarms one by one. Tension peaked as they reached the hostages. Frank kicked down the door. There stood El Diablo, henchmen with guns drawn. But he hadn't anticipated a retired agent and teenage hackers. Using negotiation and tactics from decades of service, Frank cornered El Diablo, leveraging the stolen Bitcoin. "You're done, El Diablo. You thought you were untouchable, but you underestimated us." With El Diablo in custody, authorities alerted, Frank and the kids freed their parents. Tears flowed as families reunited, a bittersweet reminder of the risks taken. The media buzzed about the daring rescue. Frank wasn't just a retired agent anymore, he was a hero, and Alex and Jamie became legends in the hacking world. Frank realized retirement didn't mean abandoning his skills. Mentoring these teens reignited his purpose. As they watched the setting sun together, Frank smiled, feeling a new sense of family. One forged in the unlikeliest of circumstances.
Mexican drug cartels often resort to the tactic of kidnapping loved ones as a means of negotiation and leverage in their operations. This brutal strategy is used to instill fear, exert control, and extract concessions from rivals, law enforcement, or even families of the victims. By targeting individuals associated with their adversaries or those who owe money, cartels increase pressure on their targets to comply with demands, whether it's for ransom, silence, or cooperation. These kidnappings contribute to a climate of terror in affected communities, highlighting the violent tactics these organizations employ to maintain power and influence in the region. Additionally, it raises questions about the effectiveness of law enforcement and the protection of citizens in the face of such organized crime.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.